to Matthew 7:7.
はい、今日はマタイ7章7節を開けて読みましょう。
And let's go to Matthew 7:7 to 7:12.
はい、マタイ7章7節から12節まで読みます。
Okay, and Joseph, could I ask you to read, please?
Sure. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For whoever asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone?Or if he asks for fish, we'll give him a snake. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Hey.じゃあマタイ7章7節から12節まで読みます。求めなさい、そうすれば与えられます。探しなさい、そうすれば見つかります。叩きなさい、そうすれば開かれます。誰でも求めるものは受け、探すものは見つけ出し、叩くものには開かれます。あなた方も自分の子がパンをくださいというような時に誰が石を与えるでしょう。また子が魚をくださいという時に誰が蛇を与えるでしょう。してみるとあなた方は悪いものであっても自分の子供には良いものを与えることはしているのです。とすればなおのこと、天におられるあなた方の父がどうして求めるものには良いものをくださらないことがありましょう。それで何事でも自分にしてもらいたいことは他の人にもそのようにしなさい。それが立法であり預言者です。
Okay, good. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Jeff. So, springtime in Canada is a very happy time of year.
カナダに春は、幸せの時期です。
Because it gets warmer, it gets down to hot minus 10, minus 5, it's so warm, it's the happy time of year.
もう本当に暖くなって、minus 5とか minus 10とかまで暖くなって、一年の幸せの時です。
It's really good because you can go out on the snow and the ice and there's almost 24-hour daylight.And so you can go fishing and hunting and travel and travel and travel and it's really light all the time.
春も雪とか氷の上に出てほぼ24時間の昼がありますので、どの時でも狩りに行っても釣りに行ってもいい。
It's great. You go out camping, you wake up when you're not tired, you go fishingAnd then you can stay up for an hour, 10 hours, 20 hours. It doesn't matter because it's bright all the time.
例えばキャンプに行って、行きたい時に釣りに行ける、行きたい時に寝れる、2時間でも1時間でも、いつも明るいから時間には関係ない。
But we were warned about going out on the snow and the ice.Because it is so bright, you have to wear sunglasses. You have to have protection for your eyes.
しかし、雪の、原に出ていくことには警戒されました。なぜなら明るくすぎて、サングラスとか自分を守るものがなければならない。
But my wife didn't want to look like a panda bear because if you wear sunglasses and you get a suntan, you look like a panda.
あのでも因果はあのそのようなことを続けたらずっとメガネをしてみたらあの、まあ、パンダの顔になります。
And so she didn't wear the sunglasses. She didn't cover her face. She wanted a nice tan. She wanted to look good.
彼女はあのメガネをサングラスをかけたくなかった。あの普通のまあ色をつけてほしかった。
But when we got in the next day, she suddenly her eyes started burning.
しかし次の日はあの目がまああの痛むようになりました。
And she actually went snowblind. It hurt so much, the light bouncing off the snow, that it actually damaged her eyes. And she, for like two or three days, she couldn't see properly. It was too painful.
あのまあスノーブラインド、あの雪による盲目になりました。2日間か 3日ぐらいでよく見えなかった。痛くて目が開けなかった。
So we actually had the nurse actually put bandages over her eyes, and so in the end she looked like a panda bear anyway. So
看護師は目の上にまあ包帯をつけましたので、まあ、結局パンダの顔になりました。
So, both of us learned a very important lesson about you have to be very careful what you see. You have to be extremely careful, even if it's minus 10, to make sure that your eyes are good, they are covered properly.
まあ、2人とも良い大事なことを学びました。例えば気温がマイナス10度だっても目を隠さなければ危ない。
If you go out to the high mountains, that's why the many climbers will wear special goggles and special reflective sunglasses to protect their eyes.
まあ、特に登山する人たちは目を守るために特別なメガネをかけます。
So, in our passage today, the part here about prayer is actually to do with discernment, of being able to see, being able to make a right judgment.
この今の祈りの箇所は、まあ、正しく見る、正しく判断する文脈に出てきます。
The start of the chapter, chapter 7, it's aboutbe careful with measure in your brother's eye. Notice the log that's there, and be very careful about how you discern things.
まあ、この箇所の最初の話題は兄弟の目に塵があるとか、自分の目に針があるとか、まあ、見たり判断するときに気をつけることです。
Because if you are spiritually blind, if you are not careful, it does terrible damage. It does terrible things to people.
もし私たちは霊的に盲目で気をつけなければ、人に対して大変な害を与えることがあります。
So the Pharisees, for example, they were very concerned about their appearances and how they looked to other people, but they became spiritually blind.
例えばパリサイ人などは他の人にどう見えるかはよく気にかけていたけど、そのために霊的に盲目になりました。
And Jesus told us what happens if the blind lead the blind, that they have a terrible fall in the ditch, that there's a terrible consequence to us being blind.
イエス様も警戒しました。盲人が盲人を手引きするときに二人とも落とし穴に落ちてしまう。
But if we're careful, if we are discerning people, there is tremendous blessing. There is such a move of God in our lives when we're able to see properly.
しかし私たちは逆にちゃんと見えるときに人生に多くの祝福があります。
So when we look at Matthew 7:7 here, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door, it will be opened to you. This is talking about judging others and being discerning.
だからこの7節、あの求めなさい、あ、探しなさい、叩きなさいという箇所は、あの、まあ、他の人 との関係を持って、あ、正しく見分けることの文脈で出てきます。
Jesus has told us in chapter 7, for some people, you have to be very, very careful in how you judge them and how you look at their lives and how you speak to them.
あの、また7章は、私たちは他の人を見て、あの、まあ、話し方とか、あの、裁き方を気をつけなければならないと教えています。
But in verse 6, he says, don't speak these things to, to the dogs, to the unbelievers. Don't throw your pearls of wisdom before swine.
しかし、6節では、あの、こういうことを犬とか豚に、あの、まあ、話すな。あの、こういう知恵を、預ける者に話すなと。
Many Christian ladies say this to their husbands before they go to church, pearls before swine.
あの、多くの、クリスチャンの夫人は、あの、教会行く前に、あの、主人に言います。あの、英語で出てくるのは、あの、真珠は先に、豚は後でということに、あの、まあ、そういう文になります。
Anyway, so, the point being is that there are some people that we do not talk to, we do not share, we do not tell them about holy things, about spiritual things.
まあ、このポイントは、ある人に対しては霊的なことに関して話すことはない。
How do we know the difference?
じゃあ、あの、話すべき人と話さないべき、話すべきではない人をどうやって分けるでしょうか。
In making such decisions to instruct others or not to speak, we need a lot of discernment. We need a lot of the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
あの、話すべきかどうか決めるには、あの、まあ、聖霊が私たちに話しかける必要があります。
If you want to speak to your unbelieving family, there are some members of your family that you should speak very carefully about what's happening in their lives.
あの、例えば、未信者の親戚に対して、あの、ある人に関して、まあ、彼らの人生で起こっていることについて、まあ、本当に用心深く話す必要がある人。
But maybe there are some people who you should not share, that you should not talk to about what God is saying.
ああ、でも他の人に対しては、神様が語っていることを、まあ、伝えないべき人もいます。
So this is why we require much prayer. We need to ask and seek and knock to find what the Holy Spirit is saying.
だから、あの、多くの祈りが必要。求める、探す、叩く、叩いて、聖霊が何を語っているかを、まあ、する必要があります。
So being able to discern, being able to see these things is very, very difficult, but also very, very necessary.
あの、まあ、ちゃんと見分けることは非常に難しいことですけど、非常に大事なことです。
We can cause great damage to others and great damage to ourselves if we don't have the gift of discernment.
私たちはこの霊的な識別の賜物がなければ、他の人に対しても自分に対しても多くの傷をつけることができる。
Sometimes we can actually, turn off people from the gospel. There are times we can actually spiritually harden people.That they fall into judgment because we were not discerning in where they're at.
あの、例えば、あの、見分け、あ、正しく見分けなかった時に勝手に話したゆえに人を、あ、固くなに、あの、する時もあります。
That's why, Jesus here reminds us of the importance of faithfully asking.Of asking and continually asking God to give us the gift of discernment.
だからここでイエス様はこの霊的な識別 をいただくためにあの常に求める継続的に探すあの叩くことを勧めています。
But Jesus here also reassures us and helps us know that such giftings can be received through prayer.
しかしここでイエス様はそれとともにあの祈りによってそういう賜物はあのちゃんと受けれるということを教えています。
In ourselves, we should be righteous and humble and true, pure people. This should mark our lives.
私たちは個人的にあの正しく、謙遜な、あの、まあ、聖なるべき、聖なる人たちであるべき、その特徴は人生にあるはずです。
And so these gifts can be, we can be expected to receive these gifts because faithful asking of the Lord will release it in us.
あの、私たちは、あの、継続的に求めれば、もう受けることを期待すべきです。なぜなら、あの、この原則があるから。
It's an assurance, it's a promise that we will be heard, that God is active in making us a discerning people.
あの、まあ、この箇所は、私たちは継続的に求めれば、神様は、活用的にあの私たちの祈りを聞いているから、あのまあ、必ず聞かれる、必ず答えられるという約束です。
In this teaching is called the Sermon on the Mount. That Jesus is saying there are two kinds of potential disciples, two kinds of people within the crowd.
この山上の説教という話には、イエス様は、まあ、群勢の中にあの二つの種の人がいるということを教えます。
There are those who begin but will end up falling away and becoming like the Pharisees.
始めるけど、後でパリサイ人みたいに落ちる人がいます。
And there are those who will hear the call and grow in their discipleship and grow into full believers.
あのそれに、話を聞いて召しを聞いてあのちゃんと成長してあの、満たされるあの信者になる人もいます。
So God is able to take even us, even people like us who are weak and flawed and full of pride, and He's able to make us a righteous people.
あの私たちみたいな弱くてあの過ちの多くあの、誇っている人たちでも神様はあの正しい人民に変えることができます。
It is possible.
それは可能です。
That even Stephen might become a holy man.
あのスティーブンでも聖なる人になることも可能です。
It's possible.
可能です。
It's possible that Jeff could become a righteous man of God.
あのジェフでさえあの聖なる神の人になることも可能です。
It's not impossible.
無理じゃないです。
But it can only be done through asking God. The impossible can only happen because God is doing that in us.
あのしかし無理なことはあの可能になることはただ神様はその中でその働きをしておられるから。
The way for it to happen is to be asking and seeking and knocking in prayer.
あのそれをもたらす方法は祈りであの求めたり探したり叩いたりすることです。
We are to center our lives on the God who answers.
答える神にを注目してあの人生をあの合わせなければならない。
And especially in the areas of discernment, in being able to speak a godly word at the right time, this is something that we need to sincerely work in our lives.
特に正しい時に正しい言葉を与える、語ること。それは特にあの、まあ、目的として 祈り求める必要のあることです。
You know, if we're honest, most of us are pretty bad at discernment. Most of us are pretty bad at being able to see spiritually.
私たちはほとんど霊的に見るのは下手な人たちばっかりです。
But we see in verse 7, for example, that there is a God who will take us and will give us the ability to do that. He will give us an open door for us to enter.
しかし、7節は神様は確かに私たちに入るための開かれているドアを、扉を与えるでしょう。
Notice there are three types of prayer.
ここで3つの祈り方があります。
Asking, seeking, knocking.
求めること、探すことと叩くことです。
Each one, of course, is much harder than the previous one.
それぞれは前の方より難しいになるでしょう。
Sometimes we will ask, and God will give us a straight discernment, a straight answer we can see straight away.
時々求めたら神様はすぐにはっきり見えるように識別を与えるでしょう。
But sometimes we will have to seek the Lord for Him to find the will of God. We'll have to seek and pray over someone or something so that we find what God is saying.
でも他の場合は神様は語ることを見つけ出すために探す必要があります。祈りながら聖書を読みながら探す必要があります。
But there are some times when we have to pound on the door, we have to knock, and we have to ask the Lord to open something which is closed.
でも他の時はその扉に叩き続ける必要があります。もう閉めているから叩き続けなければならない。
Maybe somebody in our family, we have to open a closed mind. We have to ask the Lord to open a closed heart.
例えば家族の中の誰かが心が閉じている。だからそれが開かれるために叩き続ける必要があります。
But we see there is a progressive types of prayer. There are different seasons of prayer.And the different ways that we ask.
さまざまな祈り方があるし、さまざまな祈りの時期があります。
That teaches us that in the school of prayer, we go through a process of learning, of slowly being able to discern what kind of prayer is needed over what kind of people.
だから私たちは祈りを学ぶ時に、私たちはある場合はどの祈り方がふさわしい、ある人に対してどの祈り方がふさわしいということを段階的に学んでいくものです。
Now, in verses 7, ask, seek, and knock, these are all given by God, and they are future promises.
この7節に出る祈り方、求めること、探すこと、叩くこと、この祈り方は全部神様に与えられるでしょう。そして全部は約束です。
But when we come to verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened, the Greek here is in the present, is in the now tense.
7節は神様は未来形で与える約束でしょうということですけど、でも8節になると、誰でも求めるものは受けとか、それは現在形に出ています。
And so we see that God's response is almost guaranteed that He will answer the prayers of promise in the now. That there is a movement of Godto fulfill what he's doing.
ギリシャ語では7節は未来形だけど、8節は現在形というのは、神様は今こそその将来に答える、祈りの答えを今でも答える、それほど約束していることです。
So yes, in verse 7, there is the claiming of the promises, there is the belief that God keeps his word.
まあ7節では神様の約束をまあ信じる信仰があります。神様はあの、正しい方で、あの、what's the word? Basically, I forgot the word. Anyway, 神様は正しく、あの、あの、必ず、あの、自分の言葉を守る、まあ、その未来形的な信仰があり。
And so we see that, that God is, is willing to show us even in the now answers to those requests.
しかし、あの、八節では今でも神様はその、課題にあの答えをあの示したいと思っておられることがわかります。
Jesus then goes on to give some midrash to give some teaching about that.
次にイエス様はあのそれについてのミドラッシュを与えます。
Let's go down to verse 12.
12節を見てください。
And he says in verse 12, in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you.
あの、それで12節、何事でも自分にしてもらいたいことは他の人にそのようにしなさいと書いています。
And so the ability to treat everyone, to treat every person with discernment and to treat them in a godly way, is given to us in verse 12.
すべての人を敬虔に扱えることは12節で与えられる。
Now, the thing in everything, therefore, it doesn't mean that every person will be able to do this.
まあ、それで何事でもということは誰でもできるというわけではない。
But it's saying those who have been seeking, asking, seeking, and knocking.They will be able to treat people the way that God wants us to treat them.
しかし、あの、探したり、求めたり、あの、叩いたりする人たちは確かに神様が、あの、してほしい方法で他の人を扱うことができるということです。
And without having to go through, without having to study and to really decide in 1,000 cases, the Holy Spirit will give us the right decision, the right judgment, the right course of action.
で、私はあのもう何回も何回もその場であの考えなければ決めなければならないことよりも、聖霊はその場で正しい方法を教えてくださることです。
The rabbis would have case law. They would have laws and examples and what rabbis decided. And there's, I think there's 48 volumes of teaching in the basic law.
あの、ラビの、まあ、立法では、あの、あの、まあ、他のラビたちはその場合でどう判断したとか、あの、もう、キリがない多くの、あの、前例が、
But in the context here, Jesus is saying that we will be able to have that discernment, we'll be able to really see what God is doing or saying in the situation.
しかしここでイエス様が教えているのは、私たちはその場であの神様はどう語っているか、どうなさっているか、私たちは霊的にあの見分けることが与えられる。
Okay. And so we see in from verses 7 to 12 that Jesus is showing us that even parents teach the children the different ways of talking, different ways of asking the parents.
あの、7節から12節に、あの、親は子供に、あの、その、聞き方とか求め方を、あの、教える。
There are times as a parent you'll teach your children to be courteous, to be very, very polite in what they ask for.
時々子供たちは、まあ、丁寧に聞けばいいと教えています。
And there are some times that the child has to keep on asking for something.
で、他の場合は子供はあの、まあ、求め続ける必要がある。
To see if it's something they really want or something that they really need. Is, are they willing to ask in the right way?
あの、例えば本当に欲しいかどうかを確かめるためにあの、それかすぐ諦めるか、あの、まあ、あ、聞きも、求め続けることが必要。
A good parent will teach the children many different ways of asking to teach them about what is the correct way to ask at the right time.
まあ、いろんな聞き方がある。あの、いろんな時にふさわしい聞き方があるので、あの、あ、責任のある親はそれを子どもたちに教えるものです。
So if there's guests around or there's people of respect or there's important meetings, then the child will learn to ask in a very polite way.
例えばお客さんがいる時とか、あの、子どもたちはあの、まあ、丁寧な聞き方で求めなければならない。
But if it's something that's really important and something really, really should be brought to the parents' attention, then there's a different way of asking, a different way of requesting.
しかし、あの、本当に必要なことで、もう今すぐに親に知らせる必要があるときに別の言い方がある。
And so, we see in these verses that God does the same to us. God teaches us in the kingdom in what ways are we to speak and what ways are we to ask.
だから御国にもイエス様は私たちにあのそのどうやって求める、どうやって聞くべきかを教えてくださる。
It seems as though there are some things that God will readily and quickly answer in our prayers.
私たちの祈りでは神様はある課題に関してすぐに答えるものがあるみたい。
But there also seems to be in the kingdom some things where it only comes by diligence, it only comes by willingness to wait and to persistently ask.
でも御国では他の課題にはあのもう継続的に求めなければあの忍耐を持って祈り続けなければ与えられないものがあるみたい。
And so that is why prayer is so difficult. That is why prayer is not a formula. It is something that we learn carefully. It's something that we have to be very focused on.
だから祈りはあの原則とか方程式ではない。私たちは学ばなければならない、まあ、技術です。
Wisdom in the Holy Spirit is not always just black or white.
聖霊による知恵は白黒のものではない。
There is the okay, there is the good, and there is the best.
あの、それでもいい、それはいい、それは最高という、まあ、3つの段階があります。
When people spoke to Jesus,Some of the responses Jesus just acknowledged as being okay.
まあ時々イエス様に話したあの人がいます。イエス様は、まあはいはいしょうがないみたいなあの答えをしました。
But some responses Jesus said you have spoken what is good, that was a good answer.
でも他の人に関してイエス様はあなたはあの、もともなことを言いましたと答えました。
But there were some people.That even Jesus was amazed just how well they asked, the request that they asked.
でもある人たちに対して、イエス様はもうどれだけうまく聞いたか、あの彼らの信仰はあまりにも良くて、イエス様でもびっくりした時もありました。
Think of the centurion who had a sick servant. Jesus was amazed that he gave such an answer about authority.
あの、調子が良くない。あの、百人隊長の答えは賢くて、イエス様は驚きました。
And so we see in this teaching on prayer, we see that we learn the different language of prayer, the different types of prayer, and the different ways to ask.
ので、この箇所からわかるのは、いろんな祈り方があります。私たちはそれを 学ばなければならない。いろんな聞き方があります。私たちはその、ふさわしい聞き方を、理解しなければならない。
In verse 9, when Jesus says, for what man among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone?
9節では、あなた方も自分の子がパンをくださいというような時に、誰が石を与えるでしょうと、イエス様は言いました。
Jesus is saying that most people are pretty self-centered.
まあ、ここでは、イエス様は大体の人は、自己中心ということを言っています。
But we do have the ability to gracefully answer. We do actually sometimes have the ability to rise above our natural self and to actually give good gifts.
人は普通の場合は自己中心だけど、でもそのように聞かれた時に、その自己中心に超えて、まあ普通に人は良いものを与える、正しく与える、恵みを与えることができるでしょうと、旧説は書いてます。
Even myself, once or twice a year, I will wash the dishes.
私も年1回か2回お皿を洗う。
And my wife is very surprised when I actually go and wash the dishes.
で、その私は勝手に、まあ、自分自ら進んでお皿を洗うときに妻がびっくりする。
She's almost shocked when the dishes get washed and cleaned and put away.
洗われて、拭かれて、直されたときに彼女はびっくりする。
Cleaning the toilet, well, not so much.
トイレ掃除はできない。
But occasionally.
でもそれでもたまにする。
But anyway, what I'm trying to get at is that even though we are self-centered, we do have the ability to ask and to act gracefully.
言っているのは、私たちは基本的に自己中心だけど、でも本当に賢く聞くことは、普通の人でもできる時がある。
And Jesus here is saying, well, if that's true of people, how much more true is it of God's character?
自己中心な親にもにでさえそんなことができるなら、なおさらに私たちの手にいる父はどうでしょう?
If people have the ability to give a graceful answer to requests, how much more does God be...Will God be willing to give us a gracious answer to our pleas for help?
頼まれた時に自己中心の親でも、恵み深くその課題に答えることができるなら、なおさらに私たちは父に何か求める時にもちろん神様は恵み深く私たちに良いことを与えるでしょう。
And Jesus here is saying in this chapter, this is the way the kingdom operates. This is the way that prayer operates.
イエス様はこの書で、それこそ祈りが機能していることです。
When we experience something good from God, when God graciously answers us, when God gives us a good gift, even though we don't deserve it, we see something of the character of God.
神様は私たちはふさわしくないのに良い賜物を与えてくださるときに、神様の性格の、ある側面を見ます。
And it shows that we too are supposed to reflect that character, that we too are supposed to gracefully answer in the same way.
で、私たちも神様みたいにその性格を反映すべきです。恵み深く同じように応えるべきです。
So if you experience the forgiveness of God, if you experience that God forgives you in spite of the way that you've acted, how much more should we, with the people that we meet, do the same?
だから神様は、例えば私たちは悪いのに許された場合があるでしょう。なおさらに他の人が私たちに対して罪を犯した時に許すべきでしょう。
Remember that Jesus was able to know what was in a person. It says in John that Jesus knew exactly what was in a person's character, in their heart.
ヨハネ2巻にイエス様は、人の心にあるものは全部分かっていた。イエス様は人の心を悟ったから。
So he knew all the sins of the Pharisees, all the people that were attacking him. Jesus knew what was in their secret, their private life.
つまり、イエス様に責めていた人たち、パリサイ人とかの心の中、人生の中の隠されていた罪を全部イエス様は知っていました。
But we see that Jesus never harshly condemned the Pharisees. We never see him pointing out, in a humiliating way, their sins, their individual sins.
しかし、イエス様は一度も彼らの罪に刺して、見下さなかった。彼らに侮辱しなかったとか、彼らを蔑めなかった。
Now imagine if you knew my private life and my private thoughts.
まあ、例えば私の個人の隠れた考えとか習慣を全部知ったとしましょう。
Imagine the power that would give you.
私の上にあなたはどれだけの力を持っているでしょう。
If you really knew what was going on within my private life, imagine just how how tempting it would be to speak those things out.
私の個人的な考えとか習慣を全部知っていたなら、それに刺して語る誘惑はどれだけ強いでしょう。
God does that to us, but God is very, very gracious.In not condemning us, even though he knows the thoughts that are within us.
神様は私たちの秘密を全部知っていますのに、神様はすぐに私たちを罪に定めない。
I mean, many times when I go to pray, it's so humbling because I know that there are major faults and there are major things that have happened in my life.
時々祈りに行くとき、すぐに私の過ちを考える、大きな罪を思い出すので、祈りは難しい。
The God in His graciousness is very gentle and compassionate towards me when I speak to Him. He does not condemn us. He does not choose to dwell on my faults and my failures.
でも祈るときに神様は非常に優しくて私の罪をさせない私の過ちを強調しない。
So in the same way, we might get an insight, we might get a discernment into somebody's life.
まあ私たちもある人の人生にある側面を悟るようになるかもしれない。
But the way that we think about them, the way that we talk about them, should be the way that Jesus talks to us with grace and gentleness.
でも、たとえ誰かの秘密を分かるようになったとしても、その人に対する考え方と話し方、扱い方は、イエス様が他の人に対して扱った方法と同じはずです。
The Good Samaritan had compassion.On his enemy. He had compassion on the wounded man.
良きサマリア人は彼の敵、悩んだ怪我の人に憐れみました。
He had every reason to leave him as he was, to just walk on by.
例えばその人を見て無視して進んでいっても全然おかしくなかった。
But he felt a deep compassion for him.And sought his healing and sought his recovery.
しかし、彼はその人を見て、非常に憐れみました。で、彼の癒しを求めました。
So in the same way with people in our lives, that we develop that compassion, we develop not just discernment, but we develop a way of speaking to them and judging them in a way that is godly and right.
あの、ので私たちも他の人たちに同じあの扱い方、同じ態度、同じ話し方、正しい話し方をあ、まあ、学んでいくで鍛えるあのあことでしょう。
Of course, that there might be times where we need to speak the truth and we need to speak it straight and we need to rebuke and we need to warn powerfully.
もちろん時々私たちははっきり話したり批判する時もあるでしょう。
But in everything, therefore, treat people the same way that you want them to treat you.
あのしかしあの何事でも自分にしてもらいたいことは他の人にもそのようにしなさいということです。
But this ability to do that requires more than just wishful thinking, more than just hoping that one day we will get there.
でもそれができるのはただの、まあ、ある日はできるかなと希望することだと足りない。
It requires that we actually ask, seek, and knock. It requires that dedication to the Holy Spirit's prayer life. It requires that time spent learning from Him how to give good gifts.
あの、私たちは時間をかけて祈らなければならない。聖霊を求め続ける必要があります。どうやって正しい答えをするか、どうやって良いも、賜物を与えるか、私たちは神様を求めなければならない。
Okay, yes, we are very self-centered people. We are very prideful people.
当然、私たちは非常に自己中心なあのプライドの多い民です。
But the Holy Spirit can raise us up. He can give us the gift of being able to answer gracefully.
しかし、あの聖霊ももちろん私たちにその正しいあの、経験な答えができる能力を与えてくださるでしょう。
But we need to put those seeds, we need to put that ability into the ground and to grow.
しかしその能力の種をあの地面に植える必要があります。
The Pharisees heard, they listened to Jesus.They had the seeds of faith there, and they had the ability to grow them. The Pharisees.
The Pharisees had the ability. They listened. Okay, sorry. Yeah. パリサイ人たちはイエス様の話を聞きました。あの彼らはそのまあその種を受けました。それを植えること、まくことができたでしょう。
And so we too.We can receive the words of Jesus. We can actually have in our hearts the words of Jesus.
私たちもイエス様の御言葉を受けることができる。心に受けることができます。
But they need to be grown. They need to be developed. We need in the heart of prayer to really come to that ability to be able to open the doors to knock on their hearts to seek their good.
しかし種を受けることがあってもそれを植えて成長して養うことは別の問題。私たちはあのその御言葉を、まあ、神様を求めながら探しながら続けながらあのその成長の働きが必要です。
So when God shows you something of his character, when God gives you a seed in his heart, of his heart to you,
あの神様は私たちに神様の性格のある側面を示してくださるとき、ある種をくださるとき、
It's an opportunity for us to use that to grow, to learn, and to give that seed to other people.
その機会はあのただ受けることだけではなくて、あのそのことをあの成長させて他の人に与える機会になります。
I was reading this week about Abraham.
今週はアブラハムの話を学びました。
Now, Abraham, when he first went to Israel, he failed a couple of tests.
Abraham は最初イスラエルに行った時、最初の試練に失敗した。
When there was a famine, he decided to go down to Egypt.
飢饉の時はエジプトに行こうとした。
And when he was in Egypt, he tried to give his wife away. He tried to use his wife to become rich and popular.
エジプトにいる時、奥さんを利用して人気を得ようとした。
But when he saw the effects of what was happening, he realized that he had to get back to Israel. He had to come back to the house of God at Bethel.
しかし、その結果を気づいた時、ベテル、神の家に戻る必要を気づきました。
I think in his failure in Egypt, in his failure in the time of famine, it really helped Abraham understand just what happens when he doesn't trust God.
その危険で失敗したことは、神様に頼らないとどうなるかをアブラハムはよく学びました。
He also got to see what happens when you try to chase after money and you try to chase after popularity. What happens to his family?
またお金を得ようとしたり、人気を得ようとしたり、その時は家族に対するに家族の影響はどんなものかを彼は理解しました。
When Abraham came out of Egypt, he brought with him Hagar, who was the mother of Ishmael, the one that's going to cause him all that trouble and grief later on.
Abraham はエジプトを出た時、イスマエルの母、ハガルを連れて行きました。後で、あらゆる問題を起こす人でした。
He also allowed Lot, his nephew, to become desire to become rich, to have an easy life. He lost the good example that he had given to Lot.
また、ロットに対する、ロットにも悪い、なんていう、example、模範。ロットに悪い模範を示してしまったので、後でロットも、金を持って楽な生活をする願いが根付いてしまった。
Because of his failure with his family, there were fights in his family with Lot, and Lot ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah.
アブラハムの家族には争いがあるから、ロットは結局ソドムとゴモラに行ってしまった。
I think when Abraham went through that, he realized just what happens when we don't trust God, when we get our eyes off the Lord.
そういう経験を通ったから、神様から目を外したらどうなるかをアブラハムは学びました。
But in the third test, Abraham passed it.
しかし第三の試練ではアブラハムは合格した。
When he looked over the land of promise, he let Lot choose which way to go.
彼は約束の地を見回った時に、ロットに選ばしました。
And of course, Lot chose Sodom and Gomorrah.
もちろんロットはソドム、ゴモラの地方を選びました。
Because it looked just like Egypt.
それはちょうどエジプトみたいなところだったから。
But Abraham saw the land of promise.
しかし、アブラハムは約束の地を見ました。
He had taken what God had shown him and he applied it to his family and God blessed his life beyond measure because he looked at the land of promise.
神様が彼に与えた教訓を受け入れて、適用して、祝福されました。なぜなら、彼は約束の地をに目を留めた。
In the same way, when we have failures in our discernment, when we have maybe failed a test or we have done very badly in, in some of the things that God has told us to do.
私たちもあの霊的な見分けることで失敗した場合、あの試練にあし失敗したあの時。
The way is still open for us to learn from that and to pass the next test. The way that is still open for God to still bless our lives.
あのそのレッスンをよく学んで、あの進んでいく道が開かれているでしょう。
Abraham did not always live in failure. Abraham didn't end up just being losing everything to greed and to popularity.
Abraham はいつまでもその失敗で生き続けたわけではない。彼はあのいつも貪欲とかあの彼の勝手なあの決定であのどんどんものを失ったことはなかったでしょう。
And you know, in many ways, Abraham's gift of discernment, his ability to worship God and to follow God's leading, becomes ever more stronger after this.
Abraham の失敗の後で彼の霊的な見分け、あの識別がどんどん強くなるものです。
And so back to what Jesus is telling us today, that there is this process of becoming discerning. There is this way forward for us to really learn how to see and be able to overcome the things that cause us to stumble.
あのこの箇所、今日見ている箇所はこの、霊的な見分けをあの識別を受けるあのあのにまあ過程があります。学びの過程があります。
But it also gives us the ability to help others in their weaknesses, and it gives us the way that we can take the wood out of somebody else's eye.
また他の人の弱さをあのあまあにあの、命を与える方法もあります。彼らの目の塵を出すこともできるようになります。
The Holy Spirit is a great counselor.
聖霊は良い助言者です。
He is a great healer.
あの良き癒し主です。
He is able to powerfully speak to the needs of others and to give them grace when they're in need of help.
助けが必要な時に他の人にあの憐れんであの強く助けることができる。
In the Greek, he is called the advocate, the defense lawyer.
ギリシャ語では、聖霊はその弁護者と呼ばれています。
He is able to answer the charges and the guilt and the shame that is constantly trying to be put upon us.
私たちにかけられている恥、罪悪感にあの聖霊は答えることができます。
And so in the same way, we can lift off the shame and the guilt and the pain that is in people's lives by speaking for them.
あの、同じように他の人の人生の痛みやあの、まあ、恥をあの、あげること、あの、から取ることが、取り上げることがあの、できるでしょう。
But the main point in this passage is that we have to be faithfully asking. We have to be, it stressed very strongly the need to ask, to seek, and to knock.
しかしそれができるのに、この箇所が主に述べているのは、私たちはそうするために祈り続ける、忍耐を持ってやり続ける必要がある。
We might be blind people. We indeed might have a very, very limited sight.
私たちは非常に目が見えないあのものでしょう。
But the Lord can take us and make us see again.
しかし神様は私たちにまた視力を与えることができます。
We can look and see the Lord for maybe the first time in our life properly as He is.
今からでもあの人生初めてあの 神様をはっきり見えるようになる機会もあるでしょう。
I'm going to finish there. I think it's a good place to stop and to pray.
今ここで終わって祈るべきでしょう。
After we pray, maybe if you feel like there is something that you'd like to add, or maybe there's some word that you feel you'd like to share, then please do.
祈ってから後で皆さんが何か分かち合いたいこととか付け加えたいこととか何でもいいですけど、もしあればどうぞ。
Maybe there is just some person or something that you'd really want to ask for, to seek or to knock and to pray for that together.
例えばある人のこととか物のこと一緒に求めたり探したり叩くことをしたいことがあるかもしれない。
Well, let's pray.
祈りましょう。
Lord, we have for a long time not been able to see that, Lord, for many, many things we lack that vision, we lack that insight, we lack that ability to properly see what is going on in our own lives, in other people's lives, in our church lives. But Lord, you have come into us to free us, to give us the good gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we can have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to respond. That you are faithful, Lord, to bring us through, that the good things that you have for us will be planted into us. And that one day, Lord, all your promises will be yes and amen. And Father, tonight we pray like Abraham, that even if we have walked in the darkness, even if we have maybe failed a test or failed a season of our life, it doesn't mean that we are cast away. It means that, Lord, we can enter into the new promises of God, and that we can grow into what you called us to be. That nothing is wasted in our experiences, Lord. And Lord, finally, we do pray for our family. We do pray for our mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters. We do pray for our close family, Lord. We do ask you, Lord, that we would be able to see and speak to them. That, Lord, we would see what you are doing in their lives, where you are calling them. And that, Lord, we might be able to work with you to see them saved and delivered and to be brought to the place of healing. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.